I call the January 2017 Personnel and Policy Committee meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Member Brooks.
Present.
Member Gaines.
Present.
Chair Plattnick.
Here.
All right. Also in attendance are Commissioner Lerman and Commissioner Underdonk.
All right. Let me get started. Are there any matters from the public? No matters from the public. Okay.
Did you approve the minutes?
No.
Okay. I don't know why it was in there, but
yeah. Okay.
Approval of the
yeah. Okay. Next, we'd like to approve or a motion to approve the minutes of the October 18th, 2016. Personnel and Policy Committee meeting. I think that was included.
So moved. We have a second.
Second.
Member Brooks?
Yes.
Member Gaines?
Yes.
Chair Plattnick?
Yes. Thank you. All right. Okay. Next, I'd like to discuss the proposed policy changes or additions. I guess the first thing is we've actually pulled the first one, the review policy and allowing third-party construction on Park District land. We're tabling this at this time because the draft policy hasn't come in yet from the law firm. So it's still on its way. We're told we'll get it real soon. So unfortunately, there's really not much we can do on this one.
I would like to see if I can schedule a committee meeting before the January board meeting, if possible, to discuss that.
We still need more copies. Lisa, they're still coming out.
Oh, that's okay. That's enough. I don't. Anybody else need a paper copy? I brought
so
extras.
You're asking
no? Okay.
If we could start the Tuesday, January 17th meeting earlier than 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
I'm available from 5:30 on. Tuesday, January 17th.
At least okay?
Ultimately, yeah.
Do you think 6 hours enough?
What do you think?
Well, we've had a lot of discussion, so. Yeah, so I think hour. If not, we can just table it if it, you know, takes more than an hour.
There you go.
So we'll change that to 6 p.m.
6 with an hour, and if need be.
Yeah, because then it goes into the board meeting. It's a long night.
Yeah,
we can do any longer. So 6.
Sounds good.
Okay. How about that? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. I'm good.
Andre, are you okay with that one?
Yeah, I may have to be in Dallas the next day, but I'm fine that evening.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. Should be in this week.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Next is the review of the policy on rec service fees and charges. Did everyone get a copy of that? Lisa, did you get one? Steve?
Yes, I got
your copies?
It in my email, and now I have a paper copy.
Okay. And this is effectively the same one. And Lisa, you could commentary. The same
sure.
one I think we presented on the October 18th meeting.
Exactly. So we presented in October. We changed the I think four commissioners were here. Gave inputs, and mostly the input was on the resident non-resident program fees, outlined those, raised some of those up, and then recommended it for approval, that portion of it, and then tabled on my suggestion the categories of Glencoe Park District Services for more discussion, just on the subsidy levels and things like that. So that's really what we have to concentrate our efforts on today.
Quite a few comments on,
sure.
on that, segueing from what you just said.
Okay.
Looking at a chart you've created under 11.0 that's titled Categories of Glencoe Park District Services. To be bluntly honest with you, I have not seen a lot of changes amongst the various activities under the different categories over the last 10, 15 years.
Right.
And at the same time, I think this is one of the more important policy things for the board to get involved in and to discuss with key staff members and amongst ourselves to make sure that we're staying on with how the current board at the time interprets the mission of the Park District, Are we underwriting things that we feel are core mission things? Are we seeking proper reimbursement from users and participants and other things at the level we feel is appropriate? So this is more of a big picture type discussion that I do like to see the Park District have at least once every 3 or 4 years. And I would like, and I think it's probably appropriate in this committee level to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the crux of the guidance that I think that we like would like as a board would try to offer,
yeah.
And that I've seen consistently offered in other healthy functioning boards.
Yeah, in the policy right now it says it's determined and reviewed annually. So
okay.
We bring it, you know, so if there's any discussion annually,
yeah,
on the categories of services.
In it very frequently.
No, you don't really, but there's really came up to when we had some discussion about Children's Circle daycare, and was it appropriate that program met all of its direct and indirect expenses, including, you know, all the insurance, some of the overhead operations. Anything to add on that? No.
Well, Carol usually provides us with some ideas about the things that we don't obviously realize are going into making
mm-hmm.
up the expenses of these.
Which
and
we did.
There is some direct user users cause some of these expenses to occur, and we need to make sure that we're recapturing those. So I appreciate it's a decision that requires a whole bunch of input.
Right. Based on feedback from the last committee meeting, we were asked more to give the difference between extra public and private programs. So we kind of, with Carol and Mike and Chris's input, we developed a chart of what that really means so that you guys get an idea. So it's really, if you look at extra public and private programs, it was the next page, yeah. It was really about, it's kind of outline what each program is. So our Children's Circle is a full-time daycare / preschool. We call it preschool because there's in the morning a lot of those preschool that's happening ELC also happens in the Children's Circle. The biggest difference for that is that the Children's Circles have five full-time staff and also part-time staff. All the other ones, ELC, which is our preschool program, day camp and kids club only have part-time and or seasonal staff members that work for them. So that's when you put full-time, all the benefits which you see down here is that full-time get the health care benefits. Some of our part-time, even both with ELC and Children's Circle, get IMRF benefits, and that's if they work consistently 30 hours or more.
20
the hours.
The standard
or more.
Is 1,000 hours a year.
So they're eligible for that. So that is impactful to the Park District. I also put what the durations of the program, so you know. Children's Circle only closes 2 weeks a year. So last week it was closed for the holiday, and then it'll close again for 1 week in August. Other than that, it's running 50 days a year.
50 weeks a year.
50 weeks a year, not days. A little more than that.
Yeah.
Where preschool is a 9-month program, the teachers, you know, they will, you know, they'll be off. Some choose to work summer camp, some do not. Some teachers, you know, take the summer off. Day camp is 2.5 months, and then kids club for after school goes with the school calendar. So that's what that difference is. So the budgeted difference is that Children's Circle budgets all its direct and indirect expenses, and some of those are in other funds, as we explained at the last meeting. But they're all covered by program revenues. ELC and day camp and really kids club, they include all their direct expenses and their net. So when they get that net at the end of the day, 30%, that covers all their indirect expenses for the program's incidental. So there's no other funds that their indirects are put in. That net covers that.
Just a question. Do you feel the policy as written gives you and the staff the appropriate guidance to make good decisions throughout the year on the program fees and
mm-hmm.
and the strategies, you know, knowing that you obviously try to balance mm-hmm. the market information, what competition is doing, resident, not resident, but on balance, I mean, as written, we could always make it better, tweak it, but does this give you effectively the roadmap to do your job?
It does, because it really, by having these category services, it gives us the parameters. And obviously, sometimes the program's not black and white. Sometimes the programs are making more than, say, maybe there's a public one that sometimes it's really hot, it's a hot class, maybe it's making 1 year 30%, and but other classes in there maybe are at edge of only 16. So it's a game. It's a game, but it gives us a really good guidance to set the fees. And you know, by the board setting these, we know how to proceed.
So we're looking for at the committee level today is to approve this fee package as presented to
us. Well, we can't approve it.
Advancing it to the board.
Correct.
With the concurrence of the committee.
Yes, correct. That's what I'm looking for today.
Mr. Brooks, do you have any comments or observations or?
I thought the last chart was a really good explanation. That really was very helpful.
Good.
To understand the difference between these programs. The chart prior to that, I guess I had some questions about.
Sure, please.
Only because I'm sure it's all perfectly the way it should be, but I don't understand why, for instance, some activities are under basic public, others are under public. I understand the difference between the two, but I don't quite understand why. So I guess there's you know, multiple levels of questions as to how this chart kind of was developed. And probably my biggest concern is 9.0. I don't know if this is something that has been in place for a long time. I'm guessing it has been, but I think it's something that we, as a board, need to look at with a very sharp eye. I think this is... leads to lots of questions.
Okay. Very good questions. Can we answer those two first?
Yes.
Okay. So the categories, it's just based on history of the park district. So we went back and looked at what historically that we have looked at subsidies for. Again, this has been reviewed by the boards throughout the years to see if they want to move any of those. Some of the like basic publics are basic programs, and you guys can jump in anytime, that the park district that were, when we were created, traditionally offered as a park district and as loss leaders or as a that were subsidized. So we said, you know, these are the programs that we should offer as programs to our community. The taxes they pay for should, you know, they should get something for the taxes they pay. Is that correct, Carol? You want to answer that? Okay.
Yeah. So, for instance, active adults and, say, teen programs, you got to give them a little boost to try to draw those populations in, and that makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's move on to athletic affiliates, use of fields and courts versus dance, arts, and drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't understand why one would be... I know you have a reason. I just don't know what it is.
Well, I think the affiliate is the operative word there.
Right.
Is that we have an agreement to provide Glencoe Baseball Association as an affiliate. We don't operate that program ourselves. They're 501c3 that does that. So it's due to the agreement that we have in place. And thus, we're not the direct cost.